Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. You may remember the opening words to that old Pete Seeger favorite. Joan Baez sang it at Woodstock in 1969. Bruce Springsteen opened his show with it on International Workers' Day in 2014. You see, Joe Hill was a labor organizer. He was killed, people say, over his work in a Utah miner strike in 1915. I dreamt about Joe, daydreamed actually, when I heard that workers at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, New York, had voted to form a labor union, and that a warehouse nearby was voting this week. Meanwhile, unions are popping up at Starbucks, Apple stores, media companies, and other traditionally non-union shops. After decades of losses, the labor movement seems to be on a roll. Only about 10% of Americans still belong to a union, half the level 40 years ago, but a labor shortage and a new organizing effort have convinced some people there's strength in numbers. After all, unionized workers make about 20% more than their non-union counterparts, often have better work rules and job protections, too. Companies have gotten good at union busting. They don't kill people anymore. Often they just start paying better, which is good. Not so good, they fire and demote workers who try to organize, force everybody to attend anti-union training sessions, or, like McDonald's, refuse to negotiate. Still, a 2020 Gallup poll showed two-thirds of Americans support the right to organize, highest in two decades. Me too. I was a union member. Went on strike at Time Magazine years ago. Out 3 weeks. Won a 17% raise over 2 years, though we lost on the work rule issues. Still, it was worth the trouble, especially for the sense of solidarity. I still get the shivers when I hear that Joe Hill song, or read about his fellow organizer, Frank Little. He was murdered a century ago, probably by company thugs, during a copper strike in Butte, Montana. Well, last week, in Butte, workers at a Starbucks filed a request to form a union. As the song goes, from San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. He may be serving up your next latte. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.